Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome back to the App Betches podcast. I'm Sammy.
I'm Jordana.
And I'm Aileen. And I'm back from selling timeshares in the Caymans.
How was it? How many did you sell?
How many timeshares?
Okay, guys, I didn't sell any timeshares. However, the joke has been on us this whole time. The Caymans is lovely.
Of course.
Right.
I mean, you're saying it's like a gift to be sent to the
It's a gift to be sent to the
Even if you're working?
Even if you're working, I would...
Well, that's why Armie Hammer went there.
Here's what I got to tell you. Here's what I have to tell you. First of all, I saw some celebs.
Who?
Saw Barb's Corcoran.
Did you
say hi? I didn't get a chance to. We were like kind of... Every time I wanted to say hi, she like...
Ran away.
She dodged
you.
And I didn't want to follow. No, but we've had... She's great.
That's why I was thinking. I was like...
No, it just didn't work out. But so, okay. It's beautiful there, first of all. I want to buy some real estate.
You want to buy it.
Could you buy a timeshare?
No.
Aileen got sold a timeshare. That's how bad of a salesperson she is. She wound up buying
No. Nobody sold it to me. I sold it to myself.
So I guess you did make a commission.
Okay, no, I don't want to buy a timeshare. I want to buy real estate. There's a difference because if you have a timeshare, it's not real estate.
Right.
It's just like a satellite office. Maybe we should have a satellite office.
Potentially. Well, here's the thing.
Famously, taxes are quite low.
Let me tell you. So Cayman Islands, amazing.
Should we just move our whole company there?
Beautiful weather, first of all. And the airport is so close. The hotels are so close to the airport. So you know how that's annoying when you go places? Yeah,
that is very nice.
When you go there, like I was 10 minutes, 15 minutes to nice hotels. Second of all, the water is beautiful, like all Caribbeans. But usually it's like hard to get to that water sometimes, unless you're going like maybe like St. Martin. But then you don't. Whatever. The customs was so easy. Like 30 seconds, okay?
She's trying to sell us a timeshare. She's like the long game.
I'm not even fucking done.
I'm not done. She's angry at us.
This is how she's doing it.
Done that. I'm talking about how good it was.
Her pitch is not even over.
Guys. Okay. So you know how sometimes you'll go in the Caribbean and it feels a little bit like it's on its way up, like things are still being constructed.
That was how St. Kitts felt a little
bit. Yeah.
Sure. Well, this place is definitely on its, like, there's a lot of construction, but it feels very clean. And like we walked on the street. The restaurants are amazing. The food was so good. We like left the hotel to eat a lot and it was just so fucking good. I just can't explain to you like how great it was.
Are you getting paid by the Caymans? Right.
No, but please maybe.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like this is a long game thing. I know. She's trying to get about.
Okay. And this part has
everyone who's listening is like, she's using the listeners as a potential client base.
I'm genuinely telling you how wonderful, because I've never been there, but Rusty has. So he's always been talking about how great the Caymans are. I'm like, whatever, it's just a place. But when I got there, it was magical.
All right, well, I know I'm going. Do you want to go to Plug City for your hotel? Now that you're back,
Plug City.
You don't want to set you up.
No, but I don't know that.
Plug City is basically like when you plug the place where you went. And you like basically you give an endorsement of the place that you went. Plug City. It's a non-paid.
No. I get that. I'm not there yet with the endorsing the specific hotel. I'll explain why.
Okay.
But the actual Caymans themselves were wonderful. Also,
see, the hotels in Plug City for the country.
Plug
City. The country is the Cayman Islands, Grand Cayman.
Cayman Islands. The British Virgin Islands, Grand Caymans.
But it's its own country.
It's its own island.
We should look that up.
Also, just in terms of if you are looking to buy,
Holly, are the Cayman Islands its own country?
It's a tax haven.
That's why I'm saying we should move the whole company there.
People hide money there.
Some do. There's lots of banks. The taxi driver was telling me.
Aileen's like, she brought cash down. She's going to take the money from our timeshare.
I have to tell you, it was wonderful. Also, there were lots of transplants there. People there that seemed like really happy working there. That's why I was saying, like, I wouldn't mind selling timeshares because the people who were genuinely
Armie Hammer went there.
Exactly. We're happy. Like they were so happy to just like be the, like,
are you
it was
sure that's not
positive.
Like their like customer service yeah. voice? Like,
no, right. no, no. Even the taxi drivers, like everybody was just so nice and friendly, and like it was just like a good vibe. Even the customs that, people, you know, when the customs people aren't mean, that's a good place.
That's true. I find that generally, I'm not like a Caribbean traveler that much, but I find that it's always very not pleasant.
Every Caribbean Wait, so, is pleasant.
Okay, so I'm going next Cayman time Islands. I go to the Caribbean. I'm going.
Did I sell
to,
you or what?
The Cayman.
I'm going.
Clearly, she's. You're gonna. Don't let her have the commission. The Cayman Why Islands.
Not? I don't do timeshares. I will. I'll get
I'm not selling timeshares.
Okay, I'm joking. The Cayman Islands is a British overseas territory of three islands. So it's like self-governing. So it's kind of like mm-hmm. British, but not.
So it's not its own nation.
No one had a British accent.
Technically, but it's, okay. yeah.
Well, anyway, the fish was amazing. It was just so good. I can't. Okay, but the hotel. So the hotel I stayed at was, the Palm Heights. It was the one where like people go, you know what I mean?
Fancy.
It was, Barbara Corcoran yeah. people. yeah.
okay. It was really nice, like, but it was very, very boutique-y and it was very pretty, but it was very small.
Okay, I like
which
that.
Is nice, but I prefer like
you would have liked to have stayed
a Four Seasons vibe, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
so
oh,
the room really? Was like not fully Four Seasons vibes. You
like
know
it was
what I
boutique-y?
Mean?
Like it was.
It was boutique-y, not in a Four Seasons vibe.
Four Seasons vibe is like very
modern,
it's like a very
clean.
American construction. Like
well, it's modern,
bigger. You know,
okay.
Yeah, modern.
You wanted more modern.
But the thing is that the place was modern. It was just interesting. Oh, I'll give you one bad thing about the Caymans.
Okay,
they add 18% to every bill of gratuity, but really you're supposed to tip.
Right, that's every. That's all.
But
those,
that's annoying.
That's everywhere.
I'm just being honest.
Also, so you guys know, we're recording this a day early because tomorrow, Thursday, we are going on our collective group 35th birthday trip because we were all us and our friends from high school and college all born in 1989, just like
Taylor
Swift. Just like Taylor Swift, you're all born
in
1989.
We're only going to listen to Taylor all weekend.
No, we're not.
I mean,
maybe.
Depends on whose room you're
maybe.
In.
Maybe. I think these resorts all charge. They,
no,
like,
not just resorts. Restaurants. Yeah. Everywhere.
Is it a tax? Like
I
a
had
tariff?
That too in St. Kitts. I think it's like a
maybe
a
it's
thing.
A government thing.
But you're, at first it was unclear if that was like the
here's
charge that was the tip.
I hear
But I don't
I,
think
no,
it is.
No, it wasn't
not.
Because I asked so many people, here's what I think it is. And then we can like move on from this. Is because there's maybe no taxes. Like there's no real estate tax. There's no property tax. That's sort of you tax the travelers.
That makes sense. That seems fair.
Well, that's probably how they pay for
that's what I think.
All of like the things that make the country run.
Anyway, it was great. I sat next to these like people, like we went to this like Mexican like restaurant where we sat at the bar and had this like did a tequila tasting. It was Ooh. So cool. And we sat next to these people who like bought a home there, retired there, love it there, like from New York. I kept meeting lots of people from New York.
That makes sense.
It was just
there's a direct flight.
Quite close.
Wait, I have a question. Yes. I have a question.
Just timeshare, just by itself.
Also, yeah. Short flight. Like, I want to buy a place.
That's all. That's every Caribbean island, though.
No,
it's a short
not in Anguilla. Most. Like, you have to take a boat.
Right. Well, I mean, like,
no, that's not true.
I think there's a direct flight.
Most of them
guys,
have direct.
But Anguilla Four Seasons. That's
can
the
I
shit.
Just ask a question about because you guys are much more like island hoppers than I am.
We love the sun.
You're like okay. It's like the. The beach, you're saying like the water is so nice. It's like, mm-hmm. And I don't mean this in a bad way, isn't the water kind of similar in all
no.
those islands?
That's actually not, I didn't think the beach in St. Kitts was
no,
that
that's
nice.
Not true.
But why
some of them
be
have better
worse?
Beaches than others.
My question is like, why are some of those worse than the others? It's all the same like climate area.
In St. Kitts, actually, there were two sides to the island and one of them was like the Caribbean Sea and one of them was the Atlantic.
Okay, that
And
makes
I don't
sense.
Know how any of that works because I didn't pay attention in like the science class. Where
Earth science.
So the currents.
Yeah. What?
The currents.
Some shit like that. But one I think one side is like nicer than the other maybe
okay.
or something. So it like depends on...
I think
topography.
Also, I think also the way that the island is like
situated.
Yeah,
within...
like has different water, color water, the calmness of the water.
The
remember when I was deciding where to go
seaweed.
Like
That's
last
true.
Year to Anguilla
yes,
and I was comparing the water.
Yes,
like, I was Googling
I
images of the water
yes.
compared to Turks and Anguilla and I decided on Anguilla based on the color of the
I
water.
Agree. No,
and
I
it
agree.
Was a
the
very
color of the
decision.
Water is like incredibly important to me
Totes.
In terms of just Totes. Enjoyment.
Yeah. Turks, that's why people love Turks because it has
very,
really,
very
beautiful
turquoise.
Water. Yeah, turquoise and Caicos.
yeah, that's what they called it for. That's why they called it that.
All right. Well,
right, so tomorrow.
Happy birthday, me. Thank you guys for
tomorrow,
calling out my birthday.
Happy birthday
I appreciate
to
it.
Aileen, but happy birthday to us. And
Sammy's
all of
birthday's
us.
Coming up.
Yeah. Yes. It's coming up in like less than a month.
It's going to be 35.
So excited.
Yeah. What? So, I mean, yeah, it's all of our birthday trips, though.
I'm really excited. Jordana,
you have another 6 months, bitch.
I know. So I'm really excited. I'm celebrating your 35th birthday.
Okay, if you don't want it to be your birthday trip, fine. It doesn't have to be. Everyone's Jordana.
We've entered the stage of the year where Jordana says she's younger than all of us.
I mean,
not than me. We're the same age, Jordana.
Right now we are. Yeah. On this trip, we will be. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I had a facial because I turned 35. And,
it's like a mammogram.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready for my anti-aging routines.
Because you're officially 35.
I started doing like, I used to do like one step skincare routine. When I turned 35, I started a five step.
Oh, wow. I've been doing a multi-step, I feel like, for many, many.
I have not.
You just do a moisturizer?
I basically just did cleanser moisturizer.
Wow.
And moisturizer with sunscreen, like as simple as possible.
But now she's stepping it up.
And now I'm literally stepping it up. I bought like Biologie Recherche, like the clinical shit. Oh, and
the clinical shit. The hard stuff.
Yeah, they don't advertise. That's how good it is. And I've been seruming it up.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Show us a routine.
Very excited about this routine.
You know what? 35. It looks good on you.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Happy birthday. You're welcome.
Happy birthday.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Let's talk about
Kate Middleton.
Kate? Okay. All right. There was a video that was released on TMZ.
So stupid.
Where she's walking at like a farm stand near, that's apparently about a mile from their house in Windsor.
With William.
In the video, he's wearing a baseball cap. Willie. She's wearing a baseball cap. Wills.
And they're holding white bags
that I assume are from the farm stand. But
yeah, but
I'm
there's
sure
no
someone,
food in them. Like, it looks like boxes.
There's definitely something in them. Hard
it's from
to
TJ
say.
Maxx.
You should go.
And okay, so she looked okay.
Happy.
People have seen this video. That's what at least the copy on the article said. What were everyone's reactions when you saw the video?
Okay, mine, the fact that I read it from TMZ and it said, new video shows her happy and healthy. I'm like, this is PR placement 101.
That's what it said on People, too.
Because it's pulled from
That's
TMZ.
Even worse.
It's exclusive. It's all a PR thing. She doesn't look happy and healthy. She looks miserable and has a forced smile on. If people think, do you guys think it's her? That's what the whole biggest thing. Andy Bravo, Andy said that ain't Kate.
I think that she does look happy, but I don't think it's her.
I don't think she looks happy. She looks like this.
My first thought was
she looks tired.
My first thought in the video, not the photos. My first thought in the video was that person looks different. But I immediately my immediate next thought was like, oh, she lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, same.
So I don't know. I've never seen her this thin. So it's really, really risky for them to use a body double. But
so you think it is her and she doesn't look happy. I think she looks happy. And she does look happy.
No.
And you think neither?
You think
she doesn't look happy and it's not her.
I know. People say it's definitely not her. I think it's weird that she's just like smiling and they're not talking.
And the walking face so does it, if you, fast.
When they zoom in on the face doesn't look like her face.
Right.
I think she just looks very thin.
Right. That's what I'm not sure about.
Maybe like, she got filler in her cheekbones or something.
No, I think it's that she probably lost weight from having an abdominal surgery or whatever issue. But my immediate thoughts were there are a few things.
Tell me problems.
Her legs are so, so, so thin. I've never like, yes, she's a very thin woman, but this is like another level. Two, people pointed out that they look like different heights, but it could be like due to her shoes, but still a little sketchy. They also pointed out that people like unblurred the video. And they came up with an image that doesn't look like her. I don't know how much I like trust that. But what I do think is weird is that there's no other footage. And no one is even turning around and looking at her.
It definitely feels staged.
It's
if it is her.
Staged. I just find it interesting that it's just like TMZ is saying that she looks happy and healthy. Like, I don't think she looks happy and healthy. Either.
I think she looks happy and healthy. I don't think there's anything unhealthy
and
about it.
Since when do the royals
looks.
Carry these bags on their own? Like,
well, she's
from
at the farm
stores.
Stand that they go
they're,
to.
They're royals
every week.
Of the future. They're
this is her like favorite place. Yeah. This is like where they go when
I just
life
don't
is normal.
Believe like.
I don't believe it don't for other know. Reasons
Something's
besides
going
the video.
On. That okay, but they also just are. Every single post now I see is all of the images now that they're finding. Previous images that the royals posted have been doctored, enhanced.
What
besides
a great what aside from the one with the kid?
The one
oh, with the royal family, but that was old. I saw that.
The one with the kids and the queen
that's
was
the
fully
about.
Photoshopped because. But I think it's
but
maybe
like
because
old.
They
you
couldn't
can't get
they
kids
can't
to
get
look.
All everybody to look yeah. at the same. Okay, fine. But
Kardashians do that too,
of course.
Yeah, but this is for the news. That's why it's a big deal. Like they're sending it to the news who can't print like doctored images. The other one that I just saw was the one that Meghan and with like Archie and they're all sitting, but it's like the families behind it. Like Kate, you know, the one where Kate is distantly to the side. That
yeah,
one,
I think so.
That one they sent, but I don't think that's the same as publishing a photo where it's just putting Kate's face on like.
And you're doing it to put out like a proof of life image
and
then proof of life is
having fun. Her tweet that she likes to sometimes play around with Facetune. Not really, but like, you know
what
I mean?
That was weird, yeah.
Like the fact that they put
Photoshop.
It on her, that's weird. So like, I
maybe
don't
she
know.
Did put it out.
They
No, she did not.
She did not Photoshop to the extent that photo was it wasn't just Photoshop. It was
Kate?
Frankenstein.
Yeah, it was Frankenstein on purpose, like so that she looked. It's a recent photo. I don't know.
And also that person in the photo in the car, mm-hmm. versus the, and the person in the Mother's Day image and this person, they don't look alike. Their weights yeah. are fluctuating. So it's, right. but the other thing is, I know TMZ is like reputable, but I know that there's also issues where
definitely got so much money.
I'm sure. Unless they were paid
to do it.
But the royal rota is apparently like not, the palace is apparently exerting pressure on them to not publish pictures of her or to report on this. But what I think is happening is somebody, I don't know who, is involving TMZ because they know Americans can publish it, because it doesn't matter what the royal family says to American publications. So I feel like maybe either they're using TMZ to like, mm-hmm. as the outlet, because they mm-hmm. because the British press is not like doesn't have like the right permission or whatever to do what they want to. Well,
I think
do.
She's alive. I think this.
I think she's alive.
I feel comforted that she's alive.
I feel she's alive only because it would be such a massive mistake. Like they, if she's let's
even
say
they're
in a coma,
not bad enough at this to.
Well, it's like
do that.
You're gonna pretend a dead person is alive. Like that is so. It's just more difficult,
right? I would say this would be a great time for Kate to drop an album or a book.
Yeah.
Like she's getting, she is
or the, just like
she's
a get ready with
right
me.
Now.
Like, yeah. just like,
or her, perhaps her own.
I definitely think something's going
Apple
on.
Apple Orchard bullshit, whatever. Yeah. What was it called?
British Riviera Orchard.
Oh, yes. It would be massive. She would just kill it.
I think she would. First of all, she sells out clothing like that. Okay, so yeah, I think it's just weird. It's just weird, but I also feel somewhat comforted in that like we'll know what happened eventually in full.
Same.
But we'll also know sooner based on the next time she comes out, because now they're saying she's going to make a Big Bang appearance at Easter. And it's like, it's like, Jesus.
Like, she's... Yeah, resurrected. Wait, but also like they were saying there was like speculation that like they're using her sort of this disappearance as a way to like change the conversation away from distract from Charles's illness.
Yeah, that too. They definitely are.
It'd be interesting because you don't hear anything about him.
Don't you wish there was a Crown season coming out about this thing?
Yeah. I mean, why don't we make our own Crown season? And it could be like our
we don't
fantasy.
Know anything.
We could be our fan. It could be all of our fantasy of what happened. The hypothetical Crown.
The whole point of the Crown is that it feels historically accurate.
I think there's going to be like some insider that's going to come out and say something. I just feel it.
Well, I don't think it's going to necessarily
will
be
the first to know.
I don't think it's going to be an insider. It's like the evidence collects over time. Like I was asking my mom about like how Princess Diana, like how did that all come out? Like mm-hmm. that it was really bad. And like she said that it like wasn't just obvious immediately.
Right. You need time to. It's like anything in history. You need like some space to like figure out what was actually happening.
Yeah.
Even like with like Britney Spears, like you need some space to like see what like analyze what was happening. But now her like past of like her up like is being looked at from a different lens than it was when we were
totally,
you know, in the year 2000.
Yeah, totally. But also, OK, there's another component to this story. People were talking about, you know, is there a William affair? Is this a love child with her best friend, Rose Hanbury?
Rose Hanbury should also start new blog.
What love child?
People speculate that her child is...
Oh, Rose's child.
Rose's child is
Is Williams.
And that there was also speculation that she's again pregnant with another of his children.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So the speculation that you're talking about, like, I think now, because there's so many different places to get news and information, the speculation that you're talking about, is that speculation, like, on Reddit? Is it speculation from, like, Us Weekly? Is it speculation? Like, where does the speculation...
Is it just people saying things?
...come out? I'm just wondering, because, like, back in the day, it used to be, like, the National Enquirer or whatever one of those things was, like, the speculation. But, like, now, like, where are these rumors, like, coming from? Yeah. Who's writing about them? Is it, like, when does it get to, like, a like people is writing about it type level?
So it depends. Like, people isn't going to write about this until there's like a thing that's said, because people is kind of working more for the public figures than they are for like exposing against the public figures.
Well, also
stuff.
They have a higher level of like evidence that they would need to do something, yes, right?
But they also have like kind of,
I think,
like it's a little bit of like a my, I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine, and we'll kill stories that necessarily we you don't want published. It's like,
right.
Well, you, both, if you give think, us information. Right. Yeah. But okay, so this.
But they're not going to publish some stuff that's not verified, I don't think.
Well, they'll say, here's the thing, they'll publish things that a publicist says that aren't verified, but they'll publish it as the publicist.
But if it's
said,
someone, if it's someone like official that's speaking on behalf of the person.
Yeah, but they're not verifying that that person's saying what's true. They're right. just saying they said it.
Right.
And that's kind of why it's question. That's why I read something in people and I'm like, okay, well, that's what they want you to know. They're okay. not reporting on like what is, they're not doing investigative reporting.
So that's why
reporting.
The People headline said that she looked happy and healthy.
Okay. Yeah. And TMZ, because I feel like there was some sort of relationship.
Okay.
It's like when they're telling you what to see, that is like a clue.
Okay. So where's the speculation begin?
It depends. First Sammy of all, internet. In general, speculation can start like anywhere. I think with this, it's like there have been rumors that they had an affair for a long time. So it's like.
The chain, she's his Camilla.
But where's the chain?
I can't start. I can't. Tell you because I've heard these rumors since 2019. So it's like
where on Reddit,
on art there are articles about this. Like there
on
are
what websites though?
Tons of websites. They're like they're not going to be like the most reputable, but
well,
they're going to be
saying.
Like I honestly don't remember where I first read it. Actually, with them, it was like there was like NT lawyer stuff, but also someone who we know, who would know, has told me that this is true. Tell you later. This is true.
Oh, I've heard that too.
Yeah, no, this
from
is
somebody
like,
who would know.
And also, it's not like
ooh, I don't know anyone who would know.
I did.
Oh, I'm gonna ask that.
I'll tell you what he said. There are websites and people who will publish things that aren't verified. So it's like it starts somewhere like irrelevant, and then you also have like sometimes speculation starts from a sketchy thing happening. Like one example is in the beginning of all this Kategate stuff. There was an article posted. I don't remember the publication, but there was an article posted that was like the original copy was like Kate Middleton can be your worst enemy and fight like crazy. And then like a few minutes later, they republished that exact copy, but they changed the name of the person it was about to Prince Harry. So it's like you have weird stuff that happens that then like leads people then remember that. And there's like it leads to a train of speculation. And then people will like cite. And like this is where people will talk about it on like Reddit or Twitter or wherever or threads. Like they'll cite an instance of something that happened that then led people to think something was wrong. And it's like this sort of collective belief that goes into one direction. It's like where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right. But, and but nowadays, like there's places for people on the internet to gather. Whereas like if this was happening in like 1995, like people would just talk to their friends about it, but there'd be no like online discussions or tweets or threads or like speculations.
Well, what would happen in like the 1990s, I think, is like you'd get a pap shot or you'd get like something leaked that the palace did not want. So it's like, because they were controlling
right,
more
but there was
stuff,
no like forum to like break down the picture that the palace released.
It was also harder for people to, right. And also because like fewer people could catch things and discuss them. It was just easier to sort of like pull the wool over people's eyes. Like they had to hack phones. Like they would hack public figures' phones in like the early 2000s to get their stories.
Oh, like the sex tape, the sex,
yeah,
like Nixon?
With the tampon thing.
No, with Camilla.
No,
and
Nixon
Charles,
recorded himself.
Where they like tap, where they tap the phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's like how they would get stories. So it's like the palace isn't wanting that out there, but that will get put out. And now, no matter how much damage control they do, that story's always there. Rose Hanbury basically came out through her lawyers and told the Business Insider on Sunday that the rumors are completely false.
Okay, well, that sounds convincing.
Yeah. You guys should follow her house Instagram. It's great. Houghton Hall.
Oh,
they
really?
Have events. It's like public. It's fun.
The rumors are completely false. Okay, well, so that puts that to bed.
So said Tom Scandoval.
Yeah. Imagine if Rose Hanbury was on next season of Vanderpump Rules.
I would.
She is the posh Raquel Levis. This is all I keep saying. It's like she is just a night, like a different society's Raquel Levis.
Interesting.
Why is she like a kind of dumb?
No, I don't. I have no idea about her intelligence, but she was Kate's friend.
Okay.
Right. From like school.
No. From like living near each other.
Oh, she's Kate's friend.
From like being in like.
How close were they?
Pretty close.
Well, there's really not that many people for William to have an affair with. Like they have to be. He kind of like has to have an affair with her friend. Like who else is there in the whole, like, there's not that many people in like the scene. Like, she's going to know them.
Right.
She's going to be friendly with them probably. Or else, like, how is he going to, how many like random women does he know?
I don't know, but it's like,
first of all, this is very normal. Starbucks.
This is very like common or normal for like the royal family, is that they would like kind of sleep with people in close proximity.
Right.
And that was actually like people's speculation that Kate was really upset that he was like not giving this up.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how much that thing is sort of like okayed. It seemed like there was a sense that like it's not.
I think the men think it's more okayed than the women think it's okayed.
Maybe. Or maybe it's like The Sopranos, where it's sort of like, you know.
Gumar.
Yeah. It's kind of like,
it's not
shocking for anyone.
I think it's I think that dynamic is true. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't bother the women, like the people who are being cheated on.
No, I'm sure.
But yeah, that is the
I mean, they custom. Sort of implied that that was the case with like Queen Elizabeth. Like
it was.
That's happening. And she's mm-hmm. kind of like,
all right,
just like show up. Do your thing.
That's because it's normal, but like Kate, the queen, is different than like Kate Middleton.
Right. For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
So, in other news that are not royal news, but I guess Americans royals, which I don't agree with, but
yeah.
In terms of
what does that say about us?
Their celebrity status. Apparently, Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom are launching a new podcast called Keeping Up with Sports.
the name is so bad. It's like we just came.
Who's the third person in the picture?
It looks like Rob Kardashian.
It's not.
But it's.
I thought it was like Wilder Valderrama or something.
No, guys.
So they've recorded 3 episodes so far. My question is like, how did this come together?
Andrea Lopez posted like a really funny video where she was like, as Caitlyn Jenner, she's on the golf course and she's like, Lamont, like, I got a great idea for you. Like, as if like she, like Caitlyn's just like pitching this idea to him. We got to talk about sports. Call me. Like, and it was just like a funny thing that came together. I have a feeling it was like that.
How do you think Chloe feels?
Awkward.
Awkward,
right?
It's weird, but I don't think she's like trying to get back with Lamar. Do you think
I'm a little Chris confused. Shadily.
I'm a little confused that. About like the relationship that they all have with Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, like, Lamar's not really with them either. So
But no.
But that's what but I mean like
he comments on Caitlyn photos
is there
and like
of Chloe.
Of Chloe and like saying like it talks about he's BFF with Rob.
Still?
I think so.
Yeah, that I do think is the case.
So and Chloe's obsessed with Rob, like she's like sort of is like best aunt for Dream. Dream lives in her house.
Right. Of all of them, I could see Chloe having the most like tolerance for having a relationship with Caitlyn or just like being cordial.
I feel like Lamar wasn't really saying much on Keeping Up. Like, what is he? I don't really see him as a big podcast guy.
I don't.
Well, it's about sports it's and about he's sports. An athlete.
It's not about like Kate Middleton's conspiracies.
Well, not everyone can like cover ours. Those.
It's just really, really funny and random. Like also it's called Keeping Up with Sports. Like,
right.
I almost it's like a hat that said sports yeah. on it. Like,
yeah. I wore that to a soccer game the other night. I got so many compliments on the sports hat.
Which sports? Like all of them?
It's just like the idea of sports.
It's going to be great. We must listen. Also, the logo is hilarious because
it looks like I made it in Canva.
Yeah. Well, not even, I wouldn't even give you Canva. Like, I would give you clip art for sure.
Okay. Part of me feels like this is one of those headlines that's like only, they didn't think beyond the announcement.
You know right. I mean? Like, they haven't recorded much yet.
No, they recorded 3 episodes, but
are they out?
No, the first one will be out in a few weeks. But here's the thing. How much are you keeping up when they've been recorded like a month in advance?
Okay, well, who is going to listen? Because it's not me.
Not me.
Not me. But maybe.
But you know, okay, but speaking of things that I feel like were created just for the headline, is Travis Kelce apparently being tapped as the new host of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Is that true?
I think they're in talks. Now, my feeling is like they're trying to feel out the reaction. Doesn't he have a job? Yeah, but he has an off season and he's going to retire eventually. I almost feel that they only did this just for the memes at the announcement. Yeah. Like, because
I feel like I can't imagine this is Taylor Swift approved.
I mean, it's probably expensive.
Because it's just like, I don't think this is good for, I don't think she should be dating the host of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
It's a reboot.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think that enhances her brand particularly.
I mean, it's better than like Dancing with the Stars.
Is it?
Yeah. For her brand, like, they don't do like
he couldn't go on Dancing with the Stars.
But it would be he
I think hosting Dancing with the Stars.
Oh no, hosting.
I think it's story. Like
they would never have him host Dancing with the Stars.
I honestly think it's like I think it's a funny headline, but it's almost insulting. It's like asking, are you smarter than a fifth grader, Travis
are
Kelce?
You?
Okay, and the squirrel joke is because he spelled it wrong in a tweet.
Yeah,
and the tweet was like so funny.
Okay, well, where is Taylor Swift's 34th birthday party?
35th.
Okay.
No, she was she turned 34 in November, in December.
Yeah.
December?
Yes.
Wow.
You know what's weird? You know
cut
what,
off.
You know
and he was going, there was all these articles about how he was throwing her this epic birthday party and then
it never happened.
No birthday party.
You know maybe what that was the zoo trip instead.
Yeah. Twice.
You know
how much is
a
ticket to the zoo?
$25.
No, it's probably more.
I don't know. We went
like 50.
You think they had
to the a nice zoo?
No, that's the second 49. Best zoo in Sydney.
Oh, okay. So maybe just second like 38. Like an adult ticket is for like 38.
Maybe he paid for the picture with like the
although wall. I can see it being 49.
Why don't we look it up? I'm sure it's online. But okay, here's what's weird about the whole them situation. First of all, their relationship seems to only exist in like headlines and articles now because there's this whole
they were
PR
just
thing. It's so there's this PR game they're running that like Travis and Taylor are nesting in LA and like cozying up.
They live together?
No, but just that they're like cozying up while she's off for the month. Then there's people who spotted them on vacation in the Bahamas. So
in the Caymans. It was me.
Yeah. There's that. And then there was an article that was like, Travis Kelce has spent $8 million dating Taylor Swift. And one of the expenses yeah. is the $6 million house he bought because he was, quote, embarrassed about his $1 million home.
How is that an expense?
Well, that's what I was, because he bought it for her. But
he's also made some money. He's also made a lot of money dating her, probably way more than $8 million.
Yeah.
And I read this thing, I forgot where it was, but that one of the stipulations for dating her was that she gave him $500,000 to improve his wardrobe.
I love
that. That was also reported. I absolutely
love that.
So then that's a write-off.
Just write it off.
That's a gift.
I'm saying like then he's made $7.5 million then.
Right. I guess.
I love that about Taylor, actually. That's my favorite fact about Taylor.
That she's reportedly
true. Yeah, she's given him $500,000 to improve his wardrobe.
But I think it's a little insulting. It's not like he can't afford new clothes.
Right, especially when he now has the contract to be the new host of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader Reboot?
Right.
Yeah, I love it because it was probably Kit Taylor and her team that came together, talked about her image, and was like, okay, if in order for this to work, Taylor, I know you love him, whatever, he needs to dress better. And he's like, well, okay, well, then you pay for my wardrobe. Taylor goes to him. She's like, so my team said this. And he's like, well, okay, then you better pay for it. She's like, okay, here's $500,000.
I mean, you can't just like transfer him $500,000.
Wire it.
What's weird about this to me is like he had a very distinct style before dating her. Maybe it wasn't her style. It was like very loud. No. It's like very loud. It's almost like Dorit as a man. Okay. But like that's kind of his
style. He wears a lot of capes.
Like,
he wears a lot of logos
and prints.
Although
and
she
stuff.
Didn't do logos this season.
No, she did like a weird curlicue on her forehead. Like, she, yeah, so it was a like lot. A. So he wears like a lot of prints. So now I think that it's maybe that she wants him. Like I saw him wearing an Hermes belt the other day.
Okay.
Not in person, but I wonder if she wants him dressing more. I think she just, it's different. I think she wants him dressing more like refined almost. Okay. I could see less sparkles.
Got it.
Sparkles. Okay.
She wants to dull his shine.
Yeah. Like look at this like outfit.
Okay. Yeah. It's quite loud.
Yeah. I think she wants him to dress less loud.
I mean, it's a look. It's anyway. A look. I like it.
The old look or the new look?
It's hard to tell which is old and what's new, but.
Do we think Travis Kelce is smarter than a fifth grader?
I'm not sure.
I'd like to see him
depends on which fifth grader.
I'd like to see him on the show more than hosting.
Smarter than Sammy as a fifth grader.
Well.
I think so.
You think he's smarter than Sammy was as a fifth grader?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm going to have to think about what I was like as a fifth grader.
Viva!
I don't think he was smarter than like you guys as a fifth grader. Like, I think probably you were smarter as fifth graders.
Than Travis Kelce now?
Yeah.
No way.
I think he's probably not gotten smarter given that his career involves getting hit in the head.
From fifth grade?
Yeah.
Is he getting hit in the head or is he hitting others?
That's
the
a 10-year-old.
Okay. Yeah, 10-year-olds can be very
than
smart.
A 10-year-old.
Is he? Which 10-year-old?
Maybe he's not smarter than an 18-year-old.
Definitely not. But I would contend.
If you think that he's not smart.
I would contend that he's not smarter than many 15-year-olds. But 10
like
is
in honors, like AP.
Right. How smart is this 10-year-old? Are they in the gifted program?
Yeah.
Are they an Omni?
A Mensa.
Yeah.
All right, Jordana, you saw Apples Never Fall.
Did anyone else watch it?
No, but you told me to. And then you both talked. I was going to watch it. And then both of you said it was. No, then Sammy said it was terrible.
So Sammy thinks it's bad. I think it's bad good.
I thought it was. I think it was bad. I don't think it was trying to be bad. It was trying to be good. Good,
you
bad.
Think?
But I don't even think it was like it cleared the bar for trying of good. The acting was so bad.
Here's the thing. I really wanted to know what happened. Is like the thing, but then it was annoying because here's the annoying thing about the show is that you're like, all right, I want to know what happened. Like, even though the acting is bad and the script is kind of weird,
so bad,
right? But I'm kind of like intrigued to know what happened. So I'm like, all right, I've watched every single episode. I think there's like 7 or 8 episodes, and then at the end, you're like, that was so stupid. That's what I've been watching for.
Mm. Yeah,
like, that ending was
like that book.
Bad. Yeah, it's like every. Trashy chick lit book now that's trying to be like
Gone Girl.
The Gone Girl, but
I'm like, this is not a good twist. I don't always approving these twists in the publisher's room. I don't. Well, I, if they were me, I'd be like, make it a better, make it more twisty.
I saw, make it better. I saw something.
Get out of here.
I saw something on Reels yesterday. Alexa sent it. That was like, it, basically the person hosting was saying that now showrunners are getting feedback on their scripts from studios that things are not second screen enough and that things need to be
second screen.
Yeah. Meaning like they need to be more watchable while people are looking at their phones.
Okay. So like people so need to be more bad, good.
Yeah.
More bad.
Like
good,
they,
bad.
They, fuck. Bad, I don't want to bad. I'm just confusing. They just need to be bad. Bad good. Yeah, yeah, they only want bad good. They need like the plots to be more heavy-handed and the scripts to be more explicit. So I think maybe that's what this show suffered from. But also terrible acting.
Can I suggest a show?
Which is weird because it's like very good actors.
I was so confused
that
by how bad.
That guy from White Lotus, Alison Brie.
Wait, but can I suggest somebody a show that's actually very good?
Yeah.
The Gentleman on Netflix with the guy from White Lotus.
Which guy? Is it Lucas Gage?
The hot one. No.
Is it the guy?
Theo Woodall?
Theo.
Oh, Theo James.
Yes.
Who's that?
Yeah.
He's the main one. He's the Megan Faye's husband.
Not Shane.
Oh, so season two. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God. It's Guy Ritchie. It's like a Guy Ritchie show.
I don't know much about Guy Ritchie besides that he was married to Madonna.
He like made also Snatch, him. Like that type of movie, you know, like Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels. No.
I don't know it. No.
Bueller. No, okay. Well, anyway, it's really good.
I guess we don't live in this pop culture universe.
It's like an action-y, but creative comedy, but with some like
I'll check it
murder,
out.
But gore, murder, like with gangsters, touch of gangsters type
a
of.
Touch of murder.
Yeah, like British gangster type
it's
thing.
It's British.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's great. I really like it. Like I also watched Love is Blind on my flights there and back. Yeah. So
great,
good.
great season.
So good. Yeah, I mean, I have so many thoughts. I'm not going to get into them because everybody's
already
talked.
What's your number one thought?
My number one thought.
It's only been a week since the finale.
Oh, I guess that's true. You already talked about it on You Up. Yes. But basically that, like, the fuck? Why didn't they talk about... what's her name?
Jimmy and Chelsea
at the reunion.
Because Vanessa and Nick Lachey don't know how to run a reunion.
Are you sure they just cut it? The way that they were like pressing Sarah Ann. You said that this is entertainment.
Like relax, Nick Lachey. Do we need to look at old footage of Newlyweds?
So uncomfortable. Like
maybe we should post that somewhere.
Their hosting was uncomfortable.
We should.
It was all just a little... It was all weird.
I think they're pretty bad hosts, but
I had so many thoughts of the actual show while I was watching it, and then it like unfolded as we went. I was reading like why weren't Cameron and Lauren there?
Why weren't they there?
So they said that Cameron said they didn't want to go because they weren't like feeling the contestants this season, and I think that means that a lot of them were there for like fame rather than like love. Like, yeah. I think that's what they were trying
what
to get at.
Their love is blind purists? I think that's a stupid reason.
They're still together. They're married 5 years.
I know, but like, they don't want to go because like, I don't think that's really why.
I think maybe they just don't necessarily.
We're not getting paid enough.
I think maybe it's that, or they just don't really want to like
associate themselves
like,
with it
be
anymore.
So pigeonholed to it.
That's possible.
Which I think is like,
yeah. Fine. I think the we're trying to do other things besides Love is Blind is one thing. Two, they probably were not offered enough money if we're being honest.
Yeah. I mean, my other main thought about the show, the most interesting thing I thought was that they showed was that conversation between the dad, Clay's parents.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the best sort
great
of
great conversation
television because it was so real. And you very rarely see like two parents talking about like what they did wrong or right or whatever it is and how their kid is because of that. And like calling
and
then
never
the fact that the mom just learned that Clay used to go on like infidelity trips with the dad and like just coming, telling him the dad that like, that was really like real TV. It reminded me just like of Jersey Shore season one.
I mean, those people are not like trying
like,
to be
real
famous.
Television, but and they still caught did that it. On camera. Yeah. And it was like so good to
they
me.
They should make a whole
and
show about
it was
about
like
that.
An extended
I'd watch a show about
same.
Them.
Yeah. I was, let's no, then it would be so produced. It was like an extended
not the first
window
season.
Of television. And it was just like really, really good. I kind of like felt for Clay during the reunion a bit. And like, the way that he was kind of calling out the other guy from previous Love is Blind, saying like he was my role model.
Yeah.
It was just interesting that Clay didn't know what happens in weddings.
Right. Or just like, again, I thought his thing, I'm not ready to get married, totally fine. Just
say it
like
before.
In the words of like Adam Sandler in The Wedding Singer, like this is information that could have been useful to me yesterday.
New developments, actually. So remember in his like kind of breakup scene, in the post-breakup scene where he's standing next to that fence and he's like, yeah, and something, there's, we didn't align on the finances and marriage is a finance or something, right?
Okay.
So apparently today or the other day, apparently Clay... friend or groomsman commented something about AD's finances are in fact funny. She like is not a realtor.
She's a cheerleader.
She's a cheerleader for like
for a professional sports team.
Patriots.
The Patriots.
She's a former cheerleader for some fame.
The Patriots.
From the Patriots.
No, is it the Patriots?
That's a very legitimate team.
That seems like that's
very
probably.
Legit. Very legit.
It was the Patriots. And now according
she
to
says
Rebecca.
She's a real estate agent.
But he's saying she's not.
That's what people say they are when they're not. Something.
Right. Well, it's the kind of thing where you could be like a licensed agent that just doesn't really sell any houses, but technically that's what you do,
or what you technically you have that title.
Like we're all salespeople.
She's not a realtor. Ask her to show us one house.
Did you see that? That Jimmy now wants to date AD, so I guess maybe he can get to the bottom.
I knew that was going to happen. Like he was so into her. She's stacked.
Yeah. That's what he was waiting to do the whole time.
The Trevor moment in the reunion was so uncomfortable.
He was quiet for like 3 minutes. I was like, this is definitely still edited down. Yeah. So I wonder how quiet he was in real time.
It was the longest thing. And honestly, I was so also funny. Really like good because he's like, I'm toxic.
Right. Yeah, he was like, can I leave?
That was really good, actually. Like good television because it's usually like people showing up and doing their whole PR thing.
Fuck.
Story. I forgot the thing.
Forgot the thing the publicist told me to say.
But then he did apologize in like, I think a good way.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of like, this was a toxic relationship, which. Sure. I'm sure if she sent the text to production, it was quite a toxic relationship.
Yeah, he was like, we're both toxic. I'm toxic.
She's toxic.
Can I go? Although I think he would have been good with Chelsea. Like,
because
it was also so funny, too, because in the finale, or not the finale, one of those scenes by the lake where he was like, well, you don't scream at your wife, right? And she's like, no, you don't.
Yeah, they probably would have been nice and toxic together.
Exactly. But anyway,
maybe they should.
It was enjoyable. What's his face seems like a serial killer. Laura's ex. What's that guy's name? With Sarah Ann.
Jeremy.
Jeremy. Yeah. He scares me. And so is William.
Jeremy is really... Right.
Oh, yeah.
Even amongst all the douchey behavior, he really stuck out.
Because also the weirdest things is that he had the same frame glasses for sunglasses and regular glasses. Did you notice that?
No.
That was the most serial killer thing.
The fact that he was acting weird because he was sober. Like, no, if you're sober, you should be less embarrassing, not more embarrassing.
Right. He was just like, yes. He just scared me a little bit.
Do you want to send Jeremy to the Caymans while we're just quickly moving on?
That's a good idea.
On?
Okay, let's send Jeremy to the Caymans.
But maybe we should send him somewhere worse because Aileen says it's very nice.
I don't want him to ruin my peace in the Caymans.
let's just stick with it for this week. We'll brainstorm a new place. Yes. We'll find somewhere terrible that we can send our people as punishment. And Betch of the Week, do we have one? Kate's doppelganger?
No.
Ariana Grande is officially divorced from Dalton Gomez.
No, she's obviously not.
Caitlyn
Jenner?
No, we don't have one.
There isn't one. There is no Betch of the Week. Okay. That is it for this week's Betches podcast. You can follow me at Sammy.
You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
And me at Aileen. Guys, if you love the show or like the show, give us 5 stars, leave us a review, and subscribe, send it to your friends, and we'll see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.